New Mexico News and Views now continues on KKIM and KARS. Please send us your comments and story ideas by going to mykkim.com.
It's 4:41. Governor Susana Martinez yesterday withdrew four state fair commission appointees from consideration by a legislative committee that is also looking into a controversial 25-year lease recently awarded at the state fair in Albuquerque. We've talked about this deal the governor cut and pushed with the Downs of Albuquerque. Both sides of the table, Republicans and Democrats, have come out, some of them, against what the governor did on the Republican side. And Heath, this is a pretty historic day. I don't think I've seen this quite happen in the states I've been in. Lopez, she is what, a Democrat senator, Linda Lopez, said that this whole deal with the Downs smells. This smells very, very bad. And, you know, this deal has smelled for quite a while. Then the governor facing this council, this legislative committee, said, I'm not going to go any further here and pull these four people off. Your thoughts on this?
Well, we also had Tim Jennings, the president pro tem of the Senate, say there cannot be a place in government for threats, innuendo, and crooked stuff. So it was a bruising. That's an accurate characterization of it. I think it's interesting the governor let these appointments go through this for quite a while before she withdrew them, but I think it became clear that they were not going to be confirmed, and she essentially said, we're just going to withdraw them until the legal questions are answered. There's a challenge to the bid award to the Downs at Albuquerque. Sounds like we may be back during the next legislative session. I have my doubts that that will satisfy her critics. I suspect that these commissioners are eventually going to have to go through this all the way through the process.
You know, what about the governor and the legislature? The driver's license deal, she's not going to win that. I guess we're going to just continue to see both sides bump heads here.
Well, we seem to be heading in that direction. The Democrats in the House unveiled a new budget today. They said that they initially had the House Republicans on board, but the House Republicans aren't on board anymore. I'm not sure what we're going to get done, if anything. It seems like some of these appointments are not going through. There's also an issue with confirming the corrections secretary. The budget is moving, but I'm not convinced it's a budget that the governor will sign. And the one thing that is moving through quickly is PRC reform. Resolutions that would put the questions to voters in the next election for potential constitutional amendments that would reform the PRC. So that's the one thing that seems to be moving through. It doesn't seem to be very controversial.
Now the governor's another nomination has hit a snag, the nomination of Greg Marcantel to be Secretary of Corrections has hit a big roadblock. Senate Rules Committee Chairwoman Linda Lopez said in a news release that Secretary-designate Marcantel background investigation and questionnaire have identified issues that cannot be ignored. So they're playing hardball here with Governor Susana. They have yet to confirm John Barella and Hannah Scandera. So
correct.
We're really butting the heads on this deal. What are your thoughts on the block now that's been thrown up against Marcantel?
It'll be interesting to see what comes of it. One thing that was interesting about it is the Senate initially put out a news release yesterday in which Linda Lopez essentially accused him of lying on his background check application. And a few minutes later, they put out a corrected news release that didn't even know what the correction was. It just said it was corrected, and what it took out was the part in her quote that accused him of lying. So clearly there's some things that she wants to question him on, but she also backed off the seriousness of them a little bit yesterday. So we won't know everything about how this turns out. They can question these nominees behind closed doors, and they're going to do that tomorrow. So they'll come out and either vote to confirm him or not. And if they don't, Martinez can have him continuing to serve just like Barella and Scandera are. So I'm not, this may be academic.
Yeah, well, what has ever happened to be doing the people's business here in the, you know, my goodness sakes. All right, Hector Balderas says that the PRC's got problems. Pat Lyons should resign. Pat Lyons says, Balderas, mind your own business. You should resign. What's going to be the outcome of this match between Balderas and Lyons? Are they going to end up hugging each other at a love fest?
No, absolutely not. But this has been years in the making. Pat Lyons was the land commissioner before he was the chairman of the PRC, and Balderas audited the land office. And Lyons got himself into quite a bit of scandal while he was the land commissioner, much of it surrounding a land deal in Las Cruces that was very controversial. There was another one up around Ruidoso. There was the White's Peak issue in northern New Mexico. And the two have tossed allegations at each other for years. So I kind of think this was the straw that broke the camel's back for Balderas. We already knew that some PRC employees had misused federal vehicles. This audit identified Lyons as one of those people who was driving a vehicle that was for inspecting pipelines paid for by the feds, and he was driving it back and forth to his ranch in eastern New Mexico. Not a huge amount of money in the scale of taxpayer dollars, but to the tune of, I think, about $1,100. The other thing Balderas turned up was some more emails indicating that Block may not have been alone in illegal drug activity in state governments. And Balderas said, between the two, Lyons is not leading. He's not reforming. We can't clean up the PRC as long as he's there.
So how's Hector's run going for Congress?
We should know more tonight. Finance reports for the fourth quarter of 2011 are actually due by midnight today. We know that Martin Heinrich has $1.4 million in the bank as of December 31st, which is more than even Heather Wilson on the Republican side. So Heinrich has a ton of money. At the end of the third quarter, Balderas had $400,000 in the bank. So unless he ended the fourth quarter having increased what the money he had in the bank by $1 million, which I'll just tell you did not happen, Heinrich has more money than him. That makes Heinrich very solidly the front runner. I'm still not counting Balderas out. He doesn't have to raise and spend as much money as Heinrich to compete with him. He sort of has this reformer persona going for him. He's Hispanic. He's from rural New Mexico. He's from Wagon Mound.
He goes after Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, the Republicans like him. The governor's chief of staff, Keith Gardner, has said good things about him. There's a quote from Gardner on my site about him in a past article. Independents like him. So he doesn't have to raise and spend as much money, but he still has to raise and spend a significant amount of money. And I suspect where we're headed is that Balderas will have to make the hard decision in politics that so many politicians wrestle with, and that's whether to go negative against Heinrich. I'm not saying for sure that that's his only path to victory, yeah. But it's certainly got to be something that they're talking about, whether it's time to start hitting him.
Well, tell us about this new poll, Wilson and Heinrich.
It's a poll that was released yesterday. It was conducted jointly by a Republican polling firm and a Democratic polling firm for a university in Colorado that does polling every year on conservation issues in the West. It essentially found Heinrich and Wilson tied in a potential Senate matchup. It also had the governor's approval rating at 61%. Interestingly there, like I said, this is a poll about conservation issues, and while New Mexicans approve of the governor in pretty strong approval rating, they also lean pretty far towards conservation policies that we hear Democrats talk about more than Republicans. One of the questions on there was the state enacted this requirement in 2007 that utility companies get 20% of their energy from renewable sources by 2020. The question was, do you support leaving that in place, cutting it back, or strengthening it? And only, I think, 24% of New Mexicans said we shouldn't have such a standard. 74% said leave it in place. That's a policy you'd find Democrats talking about a lot more than Republicans. So we're an interesting electorate in New Mexico.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to this PRC overhaul that's moving quickly in the legislature. I guess Jerome Block is the one reason this thing's been really catching fire.
Yeah, I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back. There's always pushback against reform in Santa Fe, but there doesn't seem to be this time. I think there's just been so much scandal, so much media coverage, unquestionable things that were going wrong there with Block and probably others misusing gas cards and travel and these federal vehicles and all sorts of things that there seems to not be any question in people's minds that we need to do something.
What do you think the outcome's going to be, Heath?
Well, we've got resolutions that would enhance the qualifications for PRC members. Right now, it is arguably the most powerful regulatory board of any state in the nation, and you don't have to have any regulatory experience or, you know, a college degree or anything. There are no qualifications except getting elected. You don't have to have a high school diploma. So one resolution would ask voters whether they want to put qualifications in place as a requirement for people running for that office. One resolution would ask voters whether to take some of the PRC's authority away over registration of corporations and businesses and give that to the Secretary of State's office. That's one area that's been problematic. And then the third would remove the PRC's authority over insurance, and would change how we pick our superintendent of insurance. That's been a huge problem. Superintendent of insurance is powerful, and that's been a position that we've seen abuse of in the past.
Why not just eliminate the PRC, make it a cabinet post, and go from there? Why even have the PRC? It's just a corrupt
Well,
cesspool.
I think there are people who say we like that these are elected officials. So
elected,
that they're accountable.
Yeah, they're all corrupt.
Well, accountable directly to the voters, but I think the goal is let's see if we can make them accountable to the voters, but also have to actually be qualified for the job.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It would be nice.
That's a good consideration.
It's an interesting issue because in some states, the state auditor has to be a certified public accountant, and we don't have that criteria in New Mexico. And there are some people who would say Hector Balderas is one of the best auditors we've ever had, and he's not a CPA; he's an attorney. So, you know, it's that's why there's some controversy about this, some debate about what we should do. If we let the governor appoint these people, there's some fear that, you know, when you have a governor like Bill Richardson, where I think most of the public thinks he was engaging in some pay-to-play potentially, if he directly controls appointees that govern the most powerful regulatory board of any state in the nation, there's a lot of potential there for shenanigans. So,
yeah,
it is a difficult problem to fix, and the real problem is that we didn't have these debates about how to structure this thing up front. As you can go to the group Think New Mexico actually came up with these reform ideas for the PRC. Their website is thinknewmexico.org. You can find a report there, their report on their proposals for reforming the PRC, and they have a history in there of how the PRC came about, and it's an incredible lesson in how the legislature works and how things get passed in the dead of night without any scrutiny. Yeah. And nobody looked at the PRC, and the public didn't vet it. Legislators didn't thoroughly vet it about whether this was a good structure for this kind of agency. Yeah. So we're having those discussions now after 10 or 15 years of scandal and corruption.
Well, I don't think the Rail Runner was vetted, was it? A Gallup lawmaker suggests a new local tax to offset any red ink generated by the Rail Runner. Senator
yeah.
George Munoz, Democrat, Gallup says residents of counties with access to the train should pay for any deficit in operations and maintenance. I think he's got a point here. A possibility as $5.4 million in federal grant money dries up. I believe that the users ought to pay for it, he says. It's not a statewide train. It's the Rio Grande Express. You want us to pay? Send it to Gallup. I love how this guy talks. You want Clovis to pay? Send it to Clovis. Let everybody have the same experience. The tax is in his proposed legislation to describe as an excise tax that would be apportioned based on relative population of the county served by the train, which runs between Santa Fe and Boleyn. Your thoughts on this? The Rail Runner collects about $3.2 million a year in fares and has an annual operating budget of about $23.4 million. That does not include about $41.7 million a year in debt service on the bonds, a figure that includes eventual balloon payments. Merry Christmas, New Mexico, from Governor Bill Richardson.
You know, wow. this has been the discussion about how to fund this thing. And I'll tell you, being in southern New Mexico, when there was a similar discussion about how to fund the spaceport, Doña Ana and Sierra counties and Otero County was asked, too, to enact local gross receipts tax to pay for the thing. Clearly, the argument was there will be statewide benefit. We'll bring in tourism, we'll bring in industry, and the taxes we collect from that are going to go into the state budget. But there will also be local benefit in tourism in your area, and the jobs will be located here, so you should pay a local gross receipts tax. And when people pointed that out to Bill Richardson and said, why isn't it the same with the Rail Runner, he said, the local communities have to make an investment too. And that investment was they have to pay for and maintain the train stations in their communities. So Bernalillo had to build the Rail Runner stop right along 550 and I-25. So that was his argument, was they shouldn't pay a gross receipts tax because they're already paying this portion of it. So I don't know if that's enough or not, but clearly we've got some federal money drying up and we have to figure out something.
Yes, we do, don't we? Qualifications for the PRC.
Right.
All right, Heath, can you hang on there just a moment, please?
Absolutely.
All right, Heath Osmussen of nmpolitics.net is our guest here this afternoon. His website, once again, nmpolitics.net. It is 4:57. Let's go over to Misty with traffic.
Well, we have two new collisions now, San Pedro and Gibson, plus a minor wreck, 3rd and Atlantic. But freeway traffic seems to be doing okay. A little bit busy westbound 40 crossing the river. I'm Misty Miles with live and local traffic on New Mexico's Christian Heritage Station, KKIM.
All right, Misty, thank you very much. Let's check your weather.
Our weather's brought to you by Nelson Wingard of Town & Country Plumbing and Heating and Cooling. 292-5856. 292-5856. Nelson is the man to call. We highly recommend him here. We use him at the Radio Ranch, and we use him at our home.
All right, 53 in the Duke City, low tonight 33. Rail Rancho currently 53, low tonight 29. It's 46 in the capital city, 25 for a low. Espanola 54 and 26. Belen and Los Lunas 56 degrees, 28 for a low tonight. Los Alamos 45 and 30. Edgewood and Moriarty, 49 currently, low tonight of 26. Albuquerque now around 55 on Wednesday and Thursday, a bit colder on Friday. Lows around 33. Rio Rancho around 53 Wednesday and Thursday, lows around 27. Santa Fe around 45 for the next 2 days, just 34 on Friday, lows around 24. Los Alamos 46, 33 on Wednesday. Espanola around 50 Wednesday and Thursday, lows around 27. Belen and Los Lunas near 57 both Wednesday and Thursday, lows around 27. Edgewood, Moriarty 48 on Wednesday and Thursday, lows around 25 degrees. That's a check of your weather here on KKIM and Cars Radio. It is 4:59.
KKIM, AM 1000, Albuquerque. KKIM, FM 94.7, Santa Fe. KARS, AM 860, Belen. Your home for Christian news and talk.
KKIM present multi-Grammy award-winning recording artist Bill Gaither with the Gaither Homecoming Tour at Santa Ana Star Center in Rio Rancho on Thursday, February 9th at 7 p.m. The legendary recording artist will present an exciting celebration filled with the very best in Christian music, including the Gaither Vocal Band. Keep listening to KKIM for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Bill Gaither Homecoming Tour. You can also purchase your tickets by logging on to SantaAnaStarCenter.com or go to ComcastTix.com.
Are you cool? I mean, so cool it actually hurts. So cool you train day and night, but it's not a big deal cool? I thought so. Then it's no wonder you're going to Kim Ju Photography. Of course, psh, where else would someone as cool you go anyways? If you're thinking current, innovative, new, glamorous, expressionate, and a whole lot of vibe, think Kim Ju Photography. Call them on your speed dial today at 293-6304 for locations near you. That's 293-6304. And tell them thanks for sponsoring KKIM's radio ministry. They're cool. They'll understand.
Visit nmhotdeals.com today to check out this week's hot deal.
$100 certificates for just $50 from Massage Miracle. And just in time for Valentine's Day. Massage Miracle is at 947 West Alameda Street, Suite A in Santa Fe. And Massage Miracle in Albuquerque at 9231 Coors Boulevard, Suite 8. Open 7 days a week, in business for over 25 years with a unique blend of ancient Chinese and traditional modern massage.
This hot deal will sell out fast, so don't miss out. Get yours today only at nmhotdeals.com.
And now you can save half on a $100 certificate.
K&S Service Center is your destination for lawnmowers, go-karts, chainsaws, sales, parts, sharpening, and most importantly, service. K&S provides tune-ups with a full summer warranty. That's right. K&S Service guarantees all service work 100% all summer long. You've tried the rest. Now visit the best. Abe's K&S Service Center. Always available after the sale. On the corner of Manal and Pennsylvania. Stop by and visit K&S today. K&S Service Center, New Mexico's destination for lawnmowers. That's right. The early bird gets the savings. Mention this ad, receive $20 in savings off the servicing of your gas-powered yard or lawn equipment. Only for a limited time. Now you know about the bird. Bird is the word. K&S Service, always available after the sale on the corner of Manal and Pennsylvania. Stop by K&S today.
We are so blessed to tell you that you can now hear Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, weekday mornings at 10 a.m. on New Mexico's Christian Heritage Station, KKIM. Yes, Hank moves into our daytime spot at 10 a.m. You can also hear Ask Hank weekdays at 3:25 in the afternoon, right after R.C. Sproul on KKIM.
I'm Bill Gaither, and we are so excited to present the 2012 Gaither Homecoming Tour. Coming to Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Santa Ana Star Center on Thursday, February the 9th. Tickets are on sale now at Gaither.com. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of wonderful music, laughter, and encouragement featuring the world-class talent of the new Gaither Vocal Band and a star-studded lineup of award-winning gospel artists. The 2012 Gaither Homecoming Tour at the Santa Ana Star Center on Thursday, February the 9th. Order your tickets today at Gaither.com or by calling 800-713-3773. I hope to see you there.
Computer Network Designs provides service right to your home. I got an email from KKIM listener Chris the other day. She was so excited to have Angelo right at her home working on her computer. Angelo Winfield of Computer Network Designs, local business that goes right to your home for sales and service of computers. Call Angelo Winfield at 352-6645. 352-6645. Support local businesses like Angelo Winfield of Computer Network Designs, 352-6645. This portion of New Mexico News and Views is brought to you by Angelo Winfield of Computer Network Designs and John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho.
New Mexico News and Views now continues on KKIM and KARS. Please send us your comments and story ideas by going to mykkim.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's 5:04. Blessed tonight to have Heath Hosmussen of nmpolitics.net with us. Heath, I was just reading at the Santa Fe New Mexican. I love their website, but your website is my number one, okay? Well, let's say New Mexico News and Views.com is my number one, and Heath is number two, all right?
Fair enough.
Hey, they're opening these, I guess they're going to open the old main prison building on Thursday for tours, the site of the violent 1980 riot. Your thoughts on this?
I think it's a great opportunity for people to go in and see the place. I mean, this is notorious. I think I grew up in El Dorado outside Santa Fe, which the way the crow flies, I was only 2 or 3 miles away from the prison. And actually some of the escapees did go that way. They broke into my elementary school. One of them fell through
the
roof. It was quite a thing. So
fell through the roof of the school.
If I was up there, I'd go see it. Yeah. If I was up there, I'd go check it out.
Yeah. Thursday is the anniversary of this, one of the nation's worst prison riots ever that claimed the lives of 33 people before National Guard troops were called. Most of the prison was scorched by fire. Well, Heath, there's this little thing going on in Florida between Romney and Gingrich. What's your current thoughts on the Republicans that are left, Romney, Gingrich, Santorum, and Paul? Your thoughts on this and, of course, what's going to happen tonight in Florida?
Well, it looks like Romney's going to win in Florida. And, you know, it's looked for a while like Romney's going to win the nomination, although there are still people trying to figure out how to stop that, and there's been fluctuation between other candidates. As the number two choice or the person that people are trying to put up against Romney, but just nobody stuck.
Yeah.
So it seems likely that it's going to be Romney, but I'm not sure. it's you can't close the door on anybody mm-hmm. else quite yet, but it's closing.
Yeah. Hey, what about this story? Your thoughts on this? According to three new reports released today, 1.6 million American jobs are at risk due to trade violations committed by China. Now lawmakers and union leaders are calling on the president to take action against the communist economic powerhouse. The president received bipartisan applause when he announced the creation of the Trade Enforcement Unit during his State of the Union address. It's not fair when foreign manufacturers have a leg up on ours only because they're heavily subsidized, Obama said. Our workers are the most productive on earth, and if the playing field is level, I promise you America will always win. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in several states from Michigan to Tennessee are at risk because of Chinese trade violations. If we don't get ahead of this curve, this is the way it's going to go, said Representative Sander Levin, a Democrat in Michigan. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, Apple doesn't think our workers are the most productive on earth. And the New York Times actually has done a series of stories recently on why Apple makes its products in China. And it's been, I thought, a really fascinating look at just the realities of the world and why companies choose to do a lot of their labor work elsewhere. And that doesn't mean China is not committing violations and they shouldn't be held accountable. But any president is going to say that American workers are the most productive and if only there was a level playing field and those sorts of things. But I don't think corporate America buys that.
Yeah. Well, Heath, thanks for being with us tonight, and why don't you invite folks to visit your website?
Okay, it's nmpolitics.net. It is a nonpartisan journalistic site with news and commentary, and we try to publish several things every day.
All right, my friend, thank you for being with us. God bless you and your family.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, Heath. Been a great time. Thank you very much.